hi, Roger.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Happy Monday to you. We're back at it, right?
Yeah.
So
it doesn't stop on this side, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't stop over here either, but, you know, we get a nightly reprieve at least, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of pulling everything up here to see if it's all going to be a good fit for you. Now, as I do a search around, Roger, I'm looking and I see that you have like a home advisor, but that's pretty much it. Have you guys, she mentioned something about a pay-per-click campaign, but have you done any type of verification through Google?
No, to be honest with you, here's the thing. I started a pay-per-click campaign.
Okay.
And then when that didn't, like, when I saw, like, what was going on and how it worked, and I'm quick to realize when I should handle something.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there was too much going on, and I understand everything. Like, I code,
right.
And I understand it, but it's
right.
Just, I understand it to the point that I know that it's not my job. I can't do
okay.
it.
Okay. I love that. I understand that this is not for me. Okay.
And it's like, I know it's what I need, and I know that it's like, so that's why I took the time and to speak and to try to learn and to try, but I'm like, okay, no, I need this, but it's not, I can't do this and the job and answering,
sure.
And I can't do
it. Yes,
that.
It's a lot. It is a lot. And we're here to help with all the online marketing. We can take care of that. That's not a worry at all. A little background on my company. We've been in business for 17 years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we have a Google Premier partnership, which is in that the pay-per-click or Google ad campaigns. Okay. So we started as a search engine optimization company, which deals with the local listing within the local map. And then we worked our way up to a full partner and a complete digital marketing firm. So we handle all of it. Just depends on which is your cup of tea. So first things first, do you have a website?
Yes, and it's not good.
Let me see it. What is it?
It's garagebrosny.com.
NY.
It's just it was literally a GoDaddy, like,
okay.
You know.
That's okay. This isn't bad. This is not bad. I've seen far worse, my friend. This is not bad. Okay. Yeah, this is not bad at all. Okay. And we can help. We can help. That's the good thing. Like I said, full digital marketing. This, we can help and we can actually work with this. That's not a problem at all. Okay. So,
okay.
The reason I ask about the website is because you have to have with the pay-per-click campaigns, you have to have a dedicated space for the clients to land on with the pay-per-click, because they click on your ad and then they get taken straight to that portion of your page. Now, a couple of other questions. Are you guys licensed, insured, or bonded?
So, there's no licensure requirement insurance,
uh-huh.
To be completely honest, we don't have, but if necessary, I don't mind getting.
Okay, so for advanced verification through the pay-per-click, depends on the area and what is required. If you're telling me a license isn't required, do you guys have just a regular business license for Garage Bros?
Yeah, we set up an LLC, and then
awesome.
You know, I have like a certification for Garage
okay.
Bros repair, but
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then last question before I jump right in to tell you about the packages is, how much were you investing in the pay-per-click?
So I wanted to start off at $20 a day because I didn't want to get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand it. I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all, like, you know, to be honest, I don't understand the online marketing world, and I didn't know what to expect. I don't know if they're going to, you know, if I'm going to get calls 24 hours, and then I don't know, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know anything. I don't know how much a click costs. So, you know,
okay.
So I'm very, to be honest, once all of that happened, I said I need to stop and I need to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about.
Yes.
So that I can tell them my needs and then they can help me, because I need help. I just don't
okay.
know. And it's really not going to, I don't know.
Okay.
So
I'm going
to
jump. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I have a bit of a budget to make Garage Bros work.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just being transparent. You know, it's not like, I'm not looking to, like, blow money and, like, it's not like, oh, I need, you know, I only could, I'm not, so we have 11 units, like, of property.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 11 units under contract. We're actually, like, we do real estate. So it's like, this is more like we're going to build a service business. So we don't mind putting a little bit of money behind it if necessary. We just have to see that it's working out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And I can, at $20 a day for 30 days, it's $600 a month. And I can come in under budget for sure for what you had already planned or kind of estimated up until that point. Okay. Now, hold on. There's a couple of different programs I'm looking to see. So the first program is the one that I think that is going to be very, very, very beneficial to you. The second one will be as well. I'm just having to check on a couple of things to see if you meet the requirements for it. So for garage door specialists, bail bonds, companies, and locksmiths, there is requirements through Google, which you match those requirements for the regular campaign. It requires a business license or LLC or insurance, proof of those things. And the reason why is because these people are dealing either in Social Security numbers or they're dealing with, you know, like locks and garage doors. Basically, you guys would have the keys to the house, so to speak, right? So
yeah.
They want to make sure that you're a quality person before they just slap you up there, right? They don't just want to put any old Tom, Dick, or Harry up there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You mean
the one thing I could say is I never worry about any of that is because I'm a veteran. So it's like
anytime
it's just like, oh, you know, I could just kind of like,
that
always helps.
Gosh, thank you for telling me that because that is actually going to qualify you for a further discount. Thank you so much for your service, Roger. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Yeah, we honor that here. Which branch were you in?
I was in the Air Force. I was an aircraft mechanic.
So you're super smart too. Oh my goodness. Wow. That's beautiful.
You know, it's crazy because like I never looked at it that way because I dropped out of school and it was just like, it's crazy that, you know, smarts comes in so many different ways. So I never would have thought that, like, after dropping out of school, I never would have thought that I would be like, yeah, I was an aircraft mechanic. Like, it always sounds weird every time I say it. It's just like, oh, I did do that. Like, I do know how to do that.
Right? I am an expert in that field. In fact, they let me do that, you know? That's amazing. Wow. That's a really big job, too. Okay, so I'm going to apply that discount. All right, Roger. So let me explain this to you. The pricing is set. I've cut it in half. Actually, I've cut it by 60%. I've got the monthly pricing down to $449 a month. Okay.
Okay.
And there's a one-time setup fee of $99. So that's down from $299. So the initial investment is $549 and then $548. And then moving forward month to month after that is just $449. Okay. Now, specifically what the program's going to include. So we're going to go through a quick tutorial here. You know how when you do a search for anything on Google, handyman, tire shop, hardware store, that map pops up in the middle of the screen, right?
Yeah.
That's called the Google Local Listing. That's the Google Business Profiles, and that's one of the most trusted positions on Google. And then above
that is where
those pay-per-click campaigns are, okay? There's usually three or four businesses listed that say ad right next to them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the top two positions that we're talking about and where we're going to list you in this. What you were doing was only that very top position. By including the second position within the local mapping section, this is going to give you a stronger presence. It's going to give you a bigger platform. And it's also going to give you more authenticity. Okay?
Okay.
So what we do is we verify right there. We send a PIN code out to the physical mail. You give us that PIN code, and we list you there on the map. from the map listing is where we're going to be able to include reviews, reputation management. We're going to have that little red dot on the map in Brooklyn where the business is physically located and have you showing up there.
I'm sorry. Can you – so you said you send mail?
One-time piece of mail. One-time piece of mail. So a lot of our clients, they work with home offices, especially since COVID. A lot of our contractors are mobile contractors. They've had to, if they had a physical office, they've had to move it to their home office to cut costs or because, you know, COVID was crazy.
My question is, with that is, so I live in Brooklyn. I have multiple locations. So there's multiple locations that if I show up, is it for Brooklyn? Is it for Queens? Is it for Long Island? That's what I'm curious about. Like,
well, you get to pick. Okay, so in the local mapping section, you're going to pick one location for the local map. Now, at the top of the page in the Google Ads is where we're going to have the reach, where we're going to be able to identify all of those specific spots that you want to go outside of Brooklyn. So we have a solution for everything. I just haven't gotten there yet. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry. You know, there's so much that I'm like, I've been like hounding and calling and calling and calling other companies. And I'm just like, why is there anyone taking my business?
Right. Okay. Well, they're going to take your business because they're going to take you very, very seriously. Okay. And that's the biggest thing. So with this, in the local mapping section, we can verify one address per location. So if you want local map section for the other companies, that would require additional campaigns. For the just the local mapping section with the little red dot, okay? So understand me here. Just for those spots, it would be multiple campaigns. But if you choose the one in Queens, if you choose the one in Long Island, if you choose the one in Brooklyn or any of the other locations that you guys have, we're going to drop a pin there. And it's going to be – it's like think about it when you drop a pat of butter on a piece of toast. It's the epicenter, right? And then you spread the butter out on the toast to go to everywhere else that you want, right? And you fully saturate the bread. So that's what the ads do. The ads are going to saturate those other areas.
Now, the question is, does my location and my LLC address have to be the same place?
I don't believe that it exactly matters as long as you have the LLC and you have operating rights within your jurisdiction.
I own the I'm sorry, say that again?
I said as long as you have the operating rights within your jurisdiction. So whatever the local laws are for you there, you know what I mean? Like some like in Texas, they don't require a lot of licensing. Painters, a lot of different categories, they don't require a lot of licensing. So things are different in Texas than say they are in California where we're at. They require a lot of different things over here where we're at. So if you're allowed to have your LLC out there and you can operate for the entire state, that's fine.
Okay.
It's not a requirement.
I'm not gonna lie, I do have to look into
it's not a requirement from Google, and I've never heard that before, Roger. I've never heard of somebody being denied access because of that. Ever.
Yeah, me either. Okay, yeah. I didn't think it was a problem. I just want to be very clear. Like, I'm a very clear person. So
absolutely.
I just want to make sure that everything is out in the air.
Yep.
So that, you know.
There's no surprises. Exactly. There's no hidden little kinks in there. Same way. I explain it fully. That way you have a very strong understanding of what's going on. So of your monthly $449 budget, $149 of that is going for that local listing that we're talking about, and then there's a whole bunch of other services, okay? So we build out business profiles for over 60 other destinations. Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, because, I mean, there's a slew of them. These top 60 are tried and true and trusted by Google. So when you're listed with these 60, it's going to push you further up the page. It's going to give you a stronger, more dominant presence. Plus, like you said, you know, you're not the one that's having to sit there trying to figure all this out. We're the experts in it, so we know how to do that. All of the business profiles will be set up with business content, business photos. We'll attach the website, and we'll get that moving forward. Now, as far as the website goes, your website does not look bad at all. It's Google compliant. Okay, it has the SSL certificate, which is the certification on the website itself, so nobody can steal proprietary information. No hackers can get into your site, and they're not going to be able to steal any client information if you're taking any client information via, like, the lead capture box. I'm looking on your site. All you really have is the email address, but some clients, they have a lead capture box where they're actually taking in, like, first and last name, email, home address, phone number, and they're maybe even typing up a quick message that's like, hey, I need you to come out and give me an estimate or whatever the case is. So if you already have, your website already has the SSL certificate, and that's why we love GoDaddy, is because they usually don't sell domains without the certificate. So your website does not look bad at all, but within this package, we already have website creation included, and we can write content directly to your domain. If that's what you choose to take advantage of, there's no additional charges for that. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
We also include mobile platform programming. A lot of folks aren't necessarily aware, Roger, but when they sign up for Google and they get something listed, they assume that if they're coming up on the search from the PC first page, that they're automatically coming up on the mobile platform for iPhones, Androids, tablets. But that's not the case. You have to have specific mobile platform programming. It's already included in your package. Nothing additional. Voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home. I don't know if you have one of these devices in your possession, but if you do, the next time you're around one, or even into your cellular device, you can say, hey, Google, garage door specialist near me. They're going to pop with the top 3 to 5 search results. If you're on Alexa or Google Home, they actually spout them off. Okay, so garage door bros, or Garage Bros NY, you know, Garage Pros Brooklyn, or whatever the case is, they're going to spout them off. And then she even offers to make a direct phone call and connect the searcher with that company. Okay?
That's so cool.
It is cool, right? It's pretty rad, right? I mean, I'm not sure if Alexa, I hear so many different things about these types of things, but I'm not sure if it's out of convenience or laziness, but I mean, man, she's really working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're included in that search result as well with direct contact from the client. That's the whole thing about this. It's all direct contact from the client, okay? Now, we also give you a complete tracking and reporting system where you're able to track all the results of the package. You get a call recording. So when people call, okay, say they call and it's a new client or it's an old client. It's going to, you know, thank you for calling Garage Bros NY or Garage Bros of New York. For existing clients, please press 1. For new clients, please press 2. However customized you want that is how that's going to go. But what this is going to do is allow you to track the physical phone calls. If you have somebody who's on the phones taking these calls, say they missed a detail or something happened where you need to go in and you're able to listen to the recorded phone calls, A. B, it eliminates spam and robocalls, okay? And it gives you accuracy for training purposes for any employees that you have or that you want to get working with. Now, that is the bulk of the local listing and what's included in all SEO services, which is search engine optimization. We help with review generation and reputation management, especially in a heavily saturated area like where you're at. I'm in Southern California. I'm specifically in Orange County, California. There's like something like 200,000 people just in my town. Okay, just in Huntington Beach. That's not even counting all of Orange County. I live in one of the most heavily populated areas in the U.S., just like you do. So this, it's really important to include this piece with the pay-per-click campaign in order to be successful. You're not in some little, you know, cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi where it's easy to be found and it's easy to come up. You could easily spend that $600 a month for the pay-per-click campaign, but without having these other things to back you up, it won't be as successful. I'm not saying it won't be successful. It won't be as successful. And because of, I'm going to jump into the pay-per-click portion of the campaign right now for you, but what I want you to understand is that not only are we experts in the pay-per-click campaigns and have we been doing it for a very long time, but because of our status through Google with the Premier Partnership, we have access to Google algorithms, databases, keyword coverage, and we have our own team at Google. So first things first, we get the best cost per click because we're buying in bulk. Okay, we spend between $3 and $5 million every single month in Google Ads for our 10,000 clients across the U.S. Okay? So we have the expertise when it comes to this, and we have our own team at Google. So our employees actually go up to Google, which is, you know, about 5 hours north of here, and on a quarterly basis, and they get specific training. We have weekly calls with Google for our clients that are onboarding and coming on as far as keyword coverage and services go. So of the $449 monthly, the remaining $300 of that budget goes towards the Google ad campaign. So you're getting a very strong push, a very good bang for your buck. In the first month, we actually match your $300 with an additional $100 of our own. Okay, it's like a coupon, so to speak. So in the first month, you're getting $400 worth of Google ads coming forward. On a monthly basis, it will reoccur at the $300 rate. But what this is going to do is allow you to specifically target particular areas. There's a few ways that we can go about the targeting. A, we can do it in a blanket mile radius, 50 miles from the epicenter. Or you can do specific cities, like you were naming off Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island. I don't know if you're in the Bronx or Harlem or any of those other places there.
Just
okay.
Because the traffic is just not worth the showing up over there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It takes you like 3 hours to get there.
Right? on a regular day, that would be crazy. So with that being said, we're able to specifically target. We could do it by a blanket mile radius. We can do it by city name. We can do it by zip code. If you want to go in with just specific zip codes that you want to target, we could do it that way. Or we can do it by county. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the great thing about that is you don't have to figure that out. That's exactly what you're paying us for. Okay? We're here to tell you which way the campaign is going to be most successful. Okay, that's exactly what we're here for. We're here to take the marketing off of your plate, and you have it all in one hub where it's 100% trackable. You're always dealing with the same couple of people. You don't have to worry or wonder what's going on, and you have the analytics system to be able to go in and see how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, where the phone calls are coming from. You're able to literally track the entire package. Plus, you have my direct phone number and extension line, so you can always speak with me. You have a client support specialist as well as a programmer that are specifically assigned to your account within our company.
Wow.
What other questions do you have, Roger?
I feel like I wish I had questions, but it's like,
I'm pretty thorough.
He told me I'm going to show up on the location.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
How long does it take
That's the next thing I'm going to go over.
So.
Yep. That's the next thing I'm going to go over. Perfect. So if you take advantage, I like to just address everything within the package itself, and then I go over timeline. That I think is one of the biggest mistakes that my competitors make, is they don't explain the timeline to people, because you're not going to show up overnight. Okay. You don't sign up for Google today and you're showing up there tomorrow. It is very quick. If you choose to take advantage of the website creation will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. Okay?
Okay.
All the directories, the 60-plus premium directories, those are 5 to 7 days. Business profiles will be built. Everything will be verified. Within the local mapping section on Google, where the little red dots are, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the position that takes the very longest, especially in a heavily saturated area and industry like Brooklyn or any of those other big city names that you named off. Okay, again, we know where you're at. You know where you're at. You know what's up. Okay, just sheer number of population and people. Okay, it takes 30 to 45 days to show up in that section. 6 to 10 days for the pin code to get out to you. Once you give that pin code to us, we verify it. We punch it into the system. You can come up quicker, but I'm going to tell you, in Brooklyn, it's going to take 30 to 45 days for you to show up in that local mapping section. Now, here's the magic. At the top of the page in the Google Ads, your company is showing up in the first 7 to 14 days, and all the calls are coming directly to you.
Okay. So, okay.
You ready to get
Sounds
set up?
Good. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, first things first, what is your last name?
Perez.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Perez. P-E-R-E-Z.
And email address, Mr. Perez?
It's garagebrosny@gmail.com.
Look at you. With the Gmail already, this is perfect, because that's going to be excellent for the reviews, okay? If you choose to take advantage of any of the features with the website portion, what we can do for you is we can actually create a Google review tab. It's like a tiny link that we stick on the website so they can leave reviews straight on the website itself.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do want to take advantage of, like, you know, everything. I just,
okay.
you know, I want to, like, you know, because to be honest, I've been putting in the work of, like,
uh-huh.
like setting up with, like, wholesalers and, like,
yeah.
I have, like, a Wayne Dalton account now where, like, I
uh-huh.
can get doors that, you know, residential people can't order.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, and that's through, you know, because of it. So I've been, like, and then I also, you know, at 1024, Raina Garage Doors, the regional manager, they're not taking new dealers, but he said, I am looking for a residential in your area. We have a warehouse in Lincoln Park, New Jersey that
wow.
stocks, that we can get you stock doors quickly to you. So, you know, that. So I'm putting in a bit of work
mm-hmm.
on this end, so it really
mm-hmm.
would help to be. Could you just give me 1 second? I have a
Take
call
your time.
On the other line, but
Go
I do
ahead.
Want to, yeah,
Take
I just,
your time.
I do want to get
Take
set
your
up,
time. I'll
so
be here.
On.
Yeah, I'll be here waiting for you. Don't worry.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we don't. Okay. We definitely don't want you to lose any business, so we do not mind waiting at all. It's no big deal. Okay, so let me see here. A few more questions. So for this, are you going to be putting, I heard that your brother is your partner, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to go ahead and allow him access to this account, therefore, like, say you were not feeling well, or...
Yes.
He needed to make a
absolutely,
change,
yeah.
And we have his information on file as well. His first and last name, please.
Give me 1 second. Let me call him so that he could... give me 1 second.
And I don't know how new you are to business, but all marketing is a 100% tax write-off. So anything you're investing in your business not only puts you into a position to earn back thousands of dollars in revenue, but it's a complete tax write-off on the end of your business tax.
So this is the marketing team we're going to go with. They're going to help us with, like, showing up on, like, the local pages on Google and the ads and basically everything, the whole shebang. So
perfect.
They need your information to set you up to, like, be, like, an authorized user for the account. So this is
Daryl.
Hey, how you
doing? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. My name is Amy. I'll be the lead on your account and a point of contact for you guys. So I just need a tiny bit of information from you. Your first and last name, please.
Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, right, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. And phone number?
646.
Mm-hmm.
706.
Mm-hmm.
3039.
Okay. All right. And gentlemen, for this account, we have one person who's the primary contact, like the person when we need to make change or adjustment. Shall we call Roger or shall we call Daryl?
You just call Roger.
Okay, cool. Now, if for any reason, Daryl, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. I'll send them to you in a moment as well, Roger, but I'm going to send to Daryl first. If you need to reach out or you need to make a change or adjustment or for just anything, you have a question, you can call me directly. I'm sending you a couple of text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. My phone number is within the text message itself. It's not the number that it's coming from. If you call the 714 number that the text is coming from, you will be connected with one of our agents. It just won't necessarily be me. If you dial the 877 number within the text and you say Amy or you press 224, you'll be connected with me directly. Okay?
Okay, got it.
The second number is the number for client support. It's that same 877 number. It's all voice prompted, website help, client support, programmer, whatever it is that you need. And then the third is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through the tracking and reporting system as well. Okay?
Okay.
That way you just have all the information yourself. You don't have to call Roger for it or, you know, God forbid you needed it for some other reason, then you go ahead and you have it for yourself as well, okay?
All right. Got it. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Now, moving forward with this, Roger, I'm sending you out those same three text messages. I'm assuming you heard what I told him about the phone number, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. They're coming through to you now. And then as far as this goes, I don't really need anything else from Daryl unless you just want to stick around and hear the remainder of the phone call.
No, that's fine. You got to go.
Okay.
Back after us.
Okay. All right. Now, Roger, as far as the business address goes where we're going to have the physical piece of mail, the PIN code sent to, we can keep that address hidden on Google. If it's a home office, we don't have to share the physical address. It will only show city, state, and zip code. Am I going to have them send that to the 21 Hart Street, apartment 1?
Actually, I'm going to set it up to his address because there's more garage doors in Queens.
Cool. What's that address?
So, hold on. You should have stayed.
Oh, shoot.
Hold on, I'll just come back real quick. Yo, can you just tell them your address again? Well, your address real quick. I'm going to set up the location so that when people look up the near me, they're going to send a piece of mail to your house with a pin, and we got to give it to them. So the near me is going to pop up by you instead of my house.
But we'll keep your address hidden on Google. It won't show your actual residence. It'll only show city, state, and zip code.
Okay.
240.
63. Edgewood Street.
Edgewood, all one word?
Yeah, all one word.
Okay. And that's in Queens?
Queens, 11422.
Got it. Any apartment or suite number, or is it?
No, it's just one.
Okay. 24063, right?
Yep, 24063.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. I'll call you back.
Okay. Got that locked in. Next. Okay. Do you have a Facebook page, Roger?
For Garage Bros? No, I have. I didn't set up any social media or anything because I just, I was overwhelmed even with the Google, so I just stopped.
That's okay. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you, because we'll create the business one from your personal one. It will not correlate. It won't be like, oh, Roger's the owner of this. It will be completely separate, but we have to build it from the personal. That's how all business profiles are met. So if you, are you logged into Facebook on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to open up Facebook, and in the lower right-hand corner, it's going to have three lines that say menu on the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay, I'm here.
Click the menu. When the menu pops up, it's going to offer, it's going to say see your profile. Click on that.
Wait, hold on. You said the three bottom lines?
There's three lines on the bottom right-hand corner that say menu.
It doesn't say menu on my phone. It's just the three lines.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
And then, okay, I see the see your profile.
Yep, click on that.
Okay.
And then across the middle of the page, it should say add to your story, edit profile, or there should be three little dots. I want you to click on those three little dots.
Okay.
And then it's going to say copy link for your profile page about most of the way down the page.
Yep.
Copy the link.
Okay.
Go to your text messages. And you're going to text it back to me in a reply from the email, from the text messages that I sent you. Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. Got it. All right. Now, next is I told them during client onboarding that to go ahead and go over with you if you what their thoughts are on the website and if you want to make any changes to the, what we call our splash page, which is our customary website that comes with each package. They'll go over the benefits or non-benefits of doing that with you during client onboarding. I'm putting here that you do want the tiny URL for reviews added. Okay. And then what is the service radius that you want to go with? I know that we're not really going with the blanket mile radius. And you probably don't want to go by county, so do you want to go ahead and give me the top areas that you want to target?
I would say I could give
Oh, you cut out a little bit on me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said I could give you some areas.
Yeah.
I would say, hold on. So, I'd say, like, saying all, now how many areas should I give you?
Like 15.
Okay.
Is that good?
So I'd say, yeah. So
15
like
or
Rosedale,
less. Rosedale.
Okay. So,
okay.
St. Albans. Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, I guess, Ozone Park.
Okay.
Hold on. And, I'm just, Woodhaven, Ridgewood, what else in Long Island? I'm trying to think of like the close Long Island town.
And if you don't have
like Nassau County.
Nassau County? Okay. And if you don't have everything right here, there's no worry because you will have, they're going to re-verify everything with you and tell you what their thoughts are during your client interview. So after this, at some point, we like to do it a day of, but let me see what's available.
Valley Stream, Elmont, that's okay, too.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that, Valium City?
Valley Stream, Garden City.
Okay.
Elmont, Rockville Center, Westbury. Cambria Heights. Jamaica. That's a big
place. Okay. No worries. I have to schedule your client onboarding, Roger, with the technician. This is where the magic happens, so to speak, where we're able to really push the account out and get it all moving forward. I am fully – oh, nope, I have an appointment today between 12 and 1. Can you take a phone call at that time?
Yeah.
Perfect. It's the last one for today, so I want to get you in there. Okay, you're going to get another email right now that's going to say local/CI client interview EN English. It will have your first and last name as well as your phone number. And once you hit accept into this, it's just going to send you a text message and an email reminder approximately 1 hour before the appointment. The technician's going to call from our 877 number to get everything squared away, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the last thing that I have to do is I have to go ahead and read the voice verification that just outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done monthly. Do you guys offer emergency services?
Yes.
And outside of the emergency services, like what are the regular operating business hours?
So to be honest, we're kind of flexible on time.
Okay.
So we don't really have like a regular business hours. We're just open, you know.
Okay.
You know, I think as soon as things start to get busy, to be honest, mm-hmm. we'll just look to hire, and we're not really looking to limit anything by time.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, so I'll put down 24/7, and then what are your what forms of payment do you accept?
So, right, I'm looking into like accept. I have like the Angie Pay thing, which I can't accept cards. I accept cash. I'm looking into another like a separate payment type of thing, so that I don't have to rely on the Angie thing.
Okay, well let me make a suggestion to you. A very simple, easy suggestion is you set up a PayPal business profile. You can take all major credit card, and they only take 1.8 or 1.9 from every transaction.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
Okay, so are you taking checks as well for right now?
Yeah.
And what about any other electronic Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have everything so far. The next thing that we're going to do, Roger, is we're going to read a voice verification that just outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, goes over the fact that the pricing is done monthly. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is there any middle initial on the card you're using, or is it just your first and last name?
No, just my first and last name.
Is the billing address going to be the 21 Hart Street?
Actually, yes.
Okay. Let me change that.
How much is the total?
It's going to be $549, and then it will reoccur on the 11th day of the month at $449.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me just transfer it to my personal account. And
sure.
Then I'll do it from there, and then I have to set up the... I have to set up the Garage Bros bank account.
Okay.
But you can keep doing what you're doing. I'm just transferring some money so that I can.
Yeah. I'm just filling out a couple of other fields as well. Okay. So the voice verification reads like this. Because you're getting everything at a discounted rate, we just like to be completely clear with you. And if you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me. Of course, I will go ahead and explain it to you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Garage Bros and what? I'm sorry. So you... I'm so sorry. There's like background noise and everything.
It's okay. I just want you to say the name of the business as you want it to show on the first page of Google.
Okay, yeah, because that's the one part that I missed. That somebody drove by. And now one question with that. So we have the garage, set up as Garage Bros NY, the website.
Mm-hmm.
The business name is Garage Bros LLC. Does it matter which one we...
No.
Like, does it really matter? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Perfect. Okay. So I want to go out to those anyway. So,
okay.
Okay.
And name, please say your name, state your name and title within the business.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Roger Perez, title owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Do you also authorize your brother and partner, Daryl Wright, to make any changes, adjustments, or purchases on behalf of the company?
Yeah.
In order to get results as fast as possible, Roger, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yeah.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is April 11, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $549. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. On the 11th day of each month, the reoccurring payment will be at the flat rate of $449. Again, this is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. If you choose to pause or discontinue your campaign for any reason, you can do so by contacting client support. We ask that you please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. And if you're ready for payment information, I am.
Okay. So the card number is 5129.
Mm-hmm.
9256.
Mm-hmm.
4977.
Mm-hmm.
9991.
Expiration month and year?
0824.
Okay. And the three-digit code on the back?
661.
661?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment now. It's actually for $548. It's $1 better. So if once you get the credit card or the account set up through the bank for the business, then you just call and we can change that information over. Absolutely no worries. You'll even have access to go in and make changes, okay, from the dashboard. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, Roger, the last thing I need from you is there was a text message. The last text message sent to you says, Roger, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. So click on that link. It's going to be the subscription terms. Okay. Once you open that up, Roger, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Perfect. This is literally everything I verbally promised to provide for you in writing with the exact timeline. As you scroll down to the bottom, please click the box certifying that you're the person who made the purchase today. And then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
And then I could just go into this. And
I'm sorry. What's that?
I said I could just click this link again and I could see this whole thing again.
Oh, a copy of the terms have been sent to the email we have on file for you. So you will have it in your email plus from the tracking system as well. You'll have it there as well.
Perfect.
Now, once you accept the subscription terms, what's going to happen is it's going to take you to a screen that's asking for a username and password. You don't need to worry about that screen. You're welcome to bookmark it. But the tracking and reporting system will be granted to you once the client interview's been completed. Okay?
Okay.
So everything else is set. The next step is just be on alert that that call is going to come from our 877 number between 12 and 1. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're going to love it.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Me too. Now, the other campaign I was going to tell you about, Roger, is this, that we actually have something called Google Guarantee. Okay. Once your company's been verified and we get that local listing set up and moving forward, Google Guarantee is actually a program that is, it's a separate type of pay-per-lead program. I don't know if you've heard of Google Guarantee, but it's
no.
The way that it works is like, so you're familiar with how HomeAdvisor works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how you share those leads and you pay for every lead, whether or not you get the job?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like that. Google Guarantee is backed directly by Google, meaning that lead only goes to you. There's a monthly lead cost budget that will be set that's completely separate. And there's a $250 application fee. With your category, we have to go through these first steps. But when you're ready to really push the camp, I mean, really, really, you've got your employees and you're ready just to ramp it up and go hard in the paint, we'll get you approved through the Google Guarantee in addition to what you got going, okay?
You just hyped me so much. You don't even know.
We're going to help you, but I'm going to tell you, when you decide to go with the Google Guarantee, it's a $250 application fee. That's just for background checks, which, of course, you said you don't ever worry about that. It's background checks for all face-to-face employees. If there's any DUIs, that's not a problem, but any other charges or any other pending charges would affect their ability to get approved. It's just a little extra added insurance because what Google does is they actually back you with $2,000 worth of insurance for these leads. You don't share the leads. You don't rotate off the page. It strictly only comes to you in a Google guaranteed section, which is like in bright lights. They're like, this is Google guaranteed. This has been so successful, and I believe that you
That's
will
crazy.
Absolutely love it.
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a beta
I mean,
program.
It's
available in your area. The lead cost is set at a flat rate of for your area and what you got going on. The lead cost is set at $32 a lead. If you don't
wow.
set a job or an appointment time, then you're not charged. Okay? Is the way that works. And your monthly budget would be set at a flat rate of $418. So say you didn't use all that monthly budget, it's going to roll over. And that's going to guarantee you 13 leads.
Wow. That's just, to be honest, that's literally, I'm so happy that you guys called me and, like, this happened and you just told me about that, because that's literally what I've been looking for, because I'm like,
okay.
To fill supplier needs, you need consistent type of, and that's exactly what we need. So, I mean, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, let me do a little bit of checking, because
that's so much cheaper.
You have business
license,
right? I do know Angie's leads. What I'm going to do is the guy who actually is the technician for that area, I'm going to reach out to him and see how soon we can get that up and going for you, because this is what happens is you pay the $250 application fee and it takes about 4 to 6 weeks before you're approved through Google with the background checks. So if that's something that you really
okay.
want, I can go ahead and see how quickly we can get that moving forward with the Google guarantee so we can be getting the approval on that. We're working on the other package, got stuff coming into you. So I'll be calling you back in the next, probably by the end of the day to let you know. And if you want to go ahead and get the application fee moving forward, then we can do that as well. It's just a one-time $250.
Absolutely.
No worries, okay?
Yeah, so I'm ready for that. You know, if we could, let's move forward on that, especially because the 4 to 6 weeks gives us time to set everything up. We'll get,
mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be calling you back within the end of the day. So you said you do have business license and LLC, but you don't have insurance yet, right?
Yeah, but again, if necessary, we'll
Okay. Okay, I'll get the particulars on it. That way,
okay.
I know exactly what you need, and I'll give you a call back by the end of the day, okay?
Perfect.
All right, perfect. I'll speak with
you
soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time, Roger.
No problem. Thanks for yours.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.